So welcome back to VML's Bird Watching at the Lurie's. So we're talking a little bit about education today, and we're speaking to Red and Yellow. And we have a Red and Yellow student with us, Neil van der Merwe. Welcome,
Hi.
Neil.
Thank you.
Tell us first, what are you studying?
I am studying a bachelor's in visual communications.
And what year are you?
I'm the first year.
And how are you finding it? You're nearly at the end of your first year.
Yeah, it's been very tough. It's been grueling. I completed a high certificate course last year at the same college at Red and Yellow. And now that I'm kind of in the bachelor's program, it's just ramped up so much.
But are you enjoying it?
Yes, I am. There's so many different subjects and fields and skills that I've been exposed to this year. And I've just been very grateful for that.
And what is your ambition?
Within kind of the creative industry?
Yes.
I'd say I want to create art that is, because I've been exposed to a lot of kind of industry standard award-winning art. This past week, my college allowed me or referred me to work with the Lurie's. So I've been looking at a lot of what's been judged this week. So I think my ambition is, I want to create art, or at least be a cog in the process of creating art that kind of makes it onto award shows and kind of influences the world in a positive manner.
That's really great. So with the work that you saw, was there any particular work that stood out in your mind that spoke to you? Without giving anything away, of course.
Okay.
We don't give any winners or anything away.
There's so many categories when it came to the judging, and you kind of just see the scope of the different work that gets submitted. And without giving too much away, I'm really like skirting on the lines of the information that I've seen, but I'd say that when awards and when companies and agencies kind of like skirt outside of the lines, because you can see with work there's a lot of safe but well done submissions, but I think when companies are willing to kind of step outside of the line of what is considered normal and like innovate in that way, then it really, I'm sorry, I forgot the question.
That's right. No, so obviously you've seen work that steps outside the category or has done something a little braver, and that popped out at you.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's the kind of work that I liked. Yeah.
I think that's the kind of work we all like. And that's what we want to see at the Lurie's. What so far? I know that we've still got one day to go, actually.
Yes.
What have you learned the most? What are some of the great things you've picked up here at Lurie's?
I'd say that industry, or at least when I step into industry, it's a lot less hierarchical than I expected. Like, people would actually treat me as an equal, and I just need to do my work, and it'll be okay. So that's been really fun to witness. Also, that you never stop being around creative people, because that's something that I've liked on college, that just that environment that I've liked on college, always being around ideas being thrown around and different avenues being explored. So yeah, I think that's what's really impacted me working at the Lurie's.
It's a good point, really, because Creative Week brings together students and then also some of the top creatives in the country, like Pepe Marais, Luca from TVWA.
Yes.
And then they're just walking around here with you having coffee.
Yes.
So it's really great, and there's such a great atmosphere. Thank you so much for chatting with us, and we'll look out for you. Maybe we'll interview you again next year and see how it's going.
Ooh,
and eventually we'll just follow you. All right. Take care.
Thank you so much.